Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. CITR 101.9. My name is Tilo Osvaldo Perez, and we have a really special show. We have Jordan Gray here. He's going to be talking with us. And we also have Jess Cullen. She's going to be performing a couple of songs today. We're listening to the new CD from Trent Reznor. The project is called How to Destroy Angels. And it's pretty cool. So we're going to listen to another song. That was We Fade Away.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. I liked it.
And we'll be right back.
Thank you. CITR presents Artists in Our Midst, a free annual art exhibition and sales event at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Thursday, April 11th, and Open Studios, April 11th, 13th, and 14th. For more info, go to artistsinourmidst.com.
Wednesday, April 17th at Fortune Sound Club. Keys and Crates and B-Traits, taking the remix electronic sound out of the studio and onto the stage, creating a new live electronic dancing experience. Tickets available at ticketzone.com, Highlife, Sulu, Dipped, Red Cat, and Beat Street Records. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Back here, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Like I said, we started the show with this band, How to Destroy Angels. That's the new Trent Reznor project. Yeah, pretty cool. The songs were We Fade Away and Reclusive Self-Improvement. The name of the CD is called Welcome Oblivion. And then we listen to Spell. That's a Prophecy Sons band. With Kristen Ross. The song was Don't Resist. And yeah, like I said, we're here with Jess Cullen. She's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. You have some problems getting to the campus?
Yeah, I was driving on the wrong side of the road because that's how we do it in Australia. We drive on the left-hand side of the road. Okay. A few accidents on the way. It's like construction.
A lot of construction, yeah. I know. So you're from Australia? Whereabouts in Australia?
I come from Queensland, and I grew up on a cattle property in Outback Australia.
Okay.
So my best friends were horses and cows and dogs and cats. And
cool.
Yeah. My parents kept me in a basement in a small dark room and fed me on a plate under the door. Just kidding. That's great. Yeah, I come from Australia. I've been traveling for 6 years and have been in Vancouver for three. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where else did you go?
To London in the UK. I lived there for a year and then toured with like my guitar and met friends throughout Europe and went to some festivals in Europe and then through Southeast Asia. Went back home to Australia. Broke my leg riding a horse and then came to Canada.
Okay. Cool. So let's listen to one of your songs, no? This is the one that you're making a video of? Hello Piano?
Yeah, Hello Piano. Yeah, we're actually filming a video in the next few weeks.
Okay.
So that'll be with the band and a local video production company in town. I'm quite excited for it. Yeah.
Cool. So if you like what you listen... you can see her this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the whole band, no? It's going to be...
Yeah, with the band, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun and some solo stuff on piano as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
And she has a guitar here, so she'll be performing a couple of songs also. So stick around. Listening to 101.9.
You know all my dirty little secrets said. You know them try and true, and I pray to God within these walls you can keep them to yourself. This once again I confide in you. Oh, 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 oh. Barefoot through the bush, I ran so damn hard, I can hardly. I am your father, I am your father. took off with its wings. Oh, 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 oh. And all these colors they bring so much joy to my life.
So that was Jess Cullen with Hello Piano. So what was the song about? What's the story behind the song?
Well, which version? Depends if my mum's tuned in or not. Just kidding, love you, mum. And they definitely don't get service out where they are from. I was in a town called Oakville visiting some band members' families, and we had a lot of fun in a place called Lions Valley with the assistance of some substances. And
is that in Australia or the UK?
Lions Valley. Oh, that's in Oakville, is in Ontario.
Oh, in Ontario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we was marching around the woods and I was seeing interesting things and wrote a song about my piano and how I tell it a lot of things that I don't tell other people, but then I realize those people hear them because I'm sharing my songs.
Okay.
It's all about connecting, right? Yeah, that song's just about experiencing the wilderness and seeing interesting shapes and things.
Okay.
But also, yeah, being a little, having a confliction of morals while I'm in the moment, yeah.
Okay. CD, when is going to be released?
We're in April now, towards the end of the month, yeah. We're working on the first single that will be released, which will be Hello Piano. So when the video is done and the CD's done, we'll release it all online on iTunes and Bandcamp and whatnot. So you can definitely pick it up online at the end of April.
Yeah, you were recording at, where did you record? At Nimbus, I think, or?
On Sunday, we were at Pacific Audio Visual Institute.
Okay,
at
Pavi.
Yeah, we
okay.
did a live off the floor recording of a few things, and those videos will be out next month as well. So just did some acoustic stuff. It was super duper fun.
Cool. Okay, let's play a song, no? You want to play a song?
Yeah, well, I'll play a song off the album. This song is called Fuck You, Buddy.
Okay.
Fuck you. I'm glad we're allowed to swear because there will be a lot of beeps in this. Yeah, it's just about a guy and it went downhill very quickly. Hope you guys like it. Dug your own grave, and I have to say that mouth of yours is quite the spade now, and I won't know the truth, but I saw it in you. Truth be
told you was playing quite the game. You had me hanging on the tiniest thread now, and I don't understand how we can just sit by and watch this all unfold over me. Do you say now to fuck you, buddy? Fuck you, buddy. Just forget what I said. Go on, go ahead. Make that fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy. Just forget what I said. Go on, go ahead. And that's quite okay. Tell you what, here's a pace of what's on my mind. Grow some balls and you'll see. You could never handle me. It takes a man to begin to be what I try. You had me hanging on the tiniest thread now, and I don't understand how you can just sit back and watch this all unfold over me. Yeah, and I fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy. Just forget what I said. Go on, go ahead and play dead. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy. Just forget what I said. Go on, go ahead and play dead. You had me hanging on the tiniest thread now, and I don't understand how you can just sit back. Watch this all unfold over me. Yeah, do you say none? Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy. Just forget what I said. Go on, go ahead and play dead. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you, buddy. Just forget what I said. Go on, go ahead and play dead.
Cool, that's dedicated to buddy, I guess, huh?
That's dedicated to the buddy. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so, yeah, she's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, and I met Jess at the open mic at this place, Hatchery.
Yeah, I barely remember meeting you, but that was fun. It was actually, they just released the Pumpkin Ales. It was the season for pumpkin ale, so I was making the most of drinking seasonal beer at the time.
So that's probably around Halloween then?
Yeah, that was it? Halloween for sure. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so every Tuesday we have the open mic there at this place, Hatchery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue. You should come tonight and play some songs.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll be free around 9 o'clock. I'm definitely down to come and check that out again. It was very fun last time. I remember everyone being extremely friendly.
It's always fun.
Remember, who am I kidding?
Cool. Okay, so what should we do? You want to play another song?
Sure.
While we're at it? Yeah. What are we gonna listen to now?
I might play a song for you about being on a train.
On the train?
On the train.
Okay.
It's called Jimmy Legs. It's about being on a train. Well, actually, it's about waiting in a train station and not really knowing where you're going or how you're going to get there, but you know you have a method of transport coming along and then you'll take it from there.
Okay.
I've had 3 espresso shots, let's be real here. There's not a lot's going to make sense in the next hour or so. It's best if I just keep singing. The song's Jimmy Lee. Waiting for the train. Oh, I'm struggling for the change. But you said in my eyes they were weary. My mind, it is gone, so come on, train, and take me back to my home. Sketchy and stirred right away. My mind, I cannot escape. Say, darker my thoughts, my light is a day. Not too sure how to keep these demons at bay, boy. And can you hear that voice?
training, and you hear that voice. I said they're calling your name, calling my name. They're saying come to the other side, saying come to the other side. I'm tripping all on the chain. This journey is taking its toll. My head hurts and I'm starting to fall. No matter what I do or the words that I say, nothing will save me as I plummet from the clouds of grass, boy. In the silence, it begins. As the world kaleidoscopic spins, lost in the night. Mind is astray, we'll just follow the light in mind. Take us to a better day, boy. And can you hear that voice? I said they're calling your name, they're calling my name. And can you hear that noise? Or am I going insane, tripping on? Saying come to the other side, and now I've gone to the other side. I'm tripping out on the train. So you call yourself my friend, and a heart you want me to lend, but you can keep your distance. I need my space. I have to resist this toxic, tricky game that you play, boy. And can you hear that voice? Instead they're calling your name, calling my name. Can you hear that noise? Or am I going to stay tripping up on the chain? Can you hear that voice? They're calling your name, they're calling my name. They're saying come to the other side, they're saying come to the other side. And now I've gone to the other side, I'm tripping on the train.
Cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. Sweet.
Nice, thanks guys.
So that was which train? Which country?
That train was in... okay, you know what the situation is? There's this train that goes through Revelstoke. I didn't really get on it. It's all in my head, but I could have got on it.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's like... I lived in downtown Revelstoke in BC. And there was a train passing my walking path, and I had to wait for it, and then I really wanted to get on it, but I heard horror stories of people that got on the train, so I did not get on it. But in my head, I was on the train traveling to potentially Calgary, I don't know. And then cool. I might have been a little tipsy.
Yeah, knows? I was just going to ask, is this another edible substance that you were on when you were sitting about taking the train?
I went on a intentional journey of 2 years of investigating my inner being and getting ammunition for writing songs. So situations like that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a song about it. I'm okay now.
Awesome.
Ate my vegetables this morning in a juice. Super healthy now. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So Jess is going to be performing this Friday at the British Exorcism Association with Gosuke Omori, which is a really amazing guitar player. So you're in for a treat there. And also the next music from Tokyo is coming to Vancouver for the fifth time with amazing bands. That's going to be happening on May 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. So we're very excited.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for this show.
Most on the Keys.
Yeah, Most on the Keys are coming. And so let's listen to a song from another band that is coming, Kinoko Teikoku. Teikoku.
I don't know if you got that right.
Kinoko Teikoku. Yeah. They're kind of like My Bloody Valentine, but with a female singer. So they're really cool. So let's listen to a song from them. And then we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's Kinoko Teikoku. Yeah, coming to Vancouver on May 22nd as part of the Next Music from Tokyo. That's going to be really cool. So let's play some Mouse on the Keys.
Yes, I can't wait for this. These guys are headlining Next Music from Tokyo.
The Biltmore Cabaret.
Volume 5.
Tickets are already there at Zulu Records, Red Cat, High Life Records, Neptune Records, presented by CITR. Thank you.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
So that was Apparats from Germany with the song Component. Pretty cool song. And before that, we listened to Mouse on the Keys coming to Vancouver this 22nd of May. And Kinoko Teikoku.
Did you get it right that time?
Yeah, I get it right.
Awesome. High five.
Getting my Japanese going on there. And yeah, so this guy's from Germany. So let's do some shout outs, no? Shout outs to people. Your mother, no, it's not listening there in Australia.
Easy.
Maybe.
Easy.
Shout outs. I want to make a shout out to my friend Natasha that introduced me to you guys, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, she didn't, but yeah. It's so confusing.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Helped out with the gig on Wednesday. Shout out to you guys for letting me be here. And
yeah, no, thank you for coming.
Giving me a show on Friday. That's going to be super duper fun.
I can't wait to see.
Yep. Are you gonna come?
Well, yeah, of
nice.
Course. I'm always there.
What are you gonna wear?
What kind of music are you gonna be playing? Shall I wear like my cowboy outfit?
If you are like dressing according to what I play, you need like 5 different fucking outfits.
Cool.
Yeah, mood changes a lot.
Oh yeah.
You need a happy outfit, an angry outfit, a vulnerable outfit.
That's pretty much sums up what I'm wearing right now, right? It's happy, sad, vulnerable, upset, depressed.
That's a holistic outfit.
It's craziness. It's craziness.
Yeah. A single outfit. I'm a single ladies. I want to learn that. I'll learn a cover of that, I think.
I can do the dance.
You can do the dance?
I can do the dance.
Yeah, I made a decision at 1:30 last night, a.m., to... learn that song and play it. I don't play covers actually, usually ever.
No, you're gonna play a cover
Super
this Friday?
Bad English. You wanna hear a cover?
No, I mean on Friday you're gonna play a cover or no?
I usually wouldn't, but I really wanna learn Single Ladies by Beyonce because I'm just very single right now.
Let's hear where you're at with the song.
No. do you wanna see where I'm at? People can't see this.
Okay, well let's hear where you're at with the song. It's all the single ladies. I can maybe
do Halo.
No, don't give her ideas, Caroline. So shout out. Let's say hi to Natasha or Natrasha, that she likes to call herself.
Natrasha.
We were listening to this German guy, so let's gonna say hi to Noga there in Germany. And she's listening. We're gonna put a couple of requests also. My friend Jose, Señor Cañonazos, is also listening, so we're gonna put some Furios for him later on. Also, some other Mexican friends, René González is also listening there in Mexico, and Homero Ontiveros from Inspector, listening there in Monterrey. Who else? Oh, Corina's listening, Prophecy Son, we heard a song from her. Who else is listening there, you guys?
I think my sister might be in Australia, so if she is, hello. And I think some of my band is listening too, so hey, oh, G, yeah? Hey, hello. Tad, hey, Joe.
Hello, band.
Hello, band. Hey, Chris.
Mark Bignell, also from Vancouver. He has a really cool show, 3:30 on Cobb Radio, Vancouver. So, big shout out for him.
Also, I want to say hi to my friends in Mexico, Monterrey, and my friend Bruce Cannon. He's listening in England right now. So, hi.
Oh, in England. Cool. And, Ezequiel is also listening. We're throwing a big party on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, at Joe's apartment. So, reserve that date, eh? May 5th. It's a Sunday, but we're gonna throw a party there at Joe's apartment.
If you go on to vanmusic.ca right now, I'm pretty sure it's on our events page.
I'll be there.
Awesome.
Rocking my single self.
Yes, me and you as well. Nice. We'll rock single together. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of dancing, like dancing. Sure. Oh, my friend Maria is also listening there in Barcelona.
I would like to say hi to my sister that's listening in Calgary.
Maria.
Oh, and my father is also listening in Manzanillo. So hello to my father too.
Hey, papa.
So yeah, a lot of people are tuning in today to the morning after show. I feel like we should give away some tickets or something. Eh?
I want to give away tickets.
Yeah, for what?
Can I be in a competition? I don't want free shit.
We can do free tickets to the Friday night show. We can do tickets to...
Oh, yeah, you should totally give away two free tickets Friday night.
Okay, what about the Cowboy Junkies?
No, I'm going to win that one.
You can't win, you're here.
Damn it.
They have to call.
You know what?
I'll expect a phone call in a moment.
Okay, so just give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and we'll give you tickets. We'll see. Depends if we like the color, then we'll see what we're gonna give away.
If you look at it, it's 604 UBC.
No, CITR. Yeah, UBC. CITR.
Yeah, 822 is UBC. So.
If you don't like numbers, just
We are at a university. Wow.
Okay. So let's listen to the Ant Hill, no?
Yeah, we're actually making a video for this in Horseshoe Bay at the beginning of next month. It's going to be super duper fun. I'll be on a rock.
On a rock?
Singing.
On an ant hill?
On a rock in the middle of the ocean. It's cool.
Oh, yeah? Actually, yeah. Cool. Is it that on Whitecliff Park? Or?
Awesome. Rock at Whitecliff Park. Yeah, I'm going to be up on top of there dancing.
Oh, I was just there like a couple of weeks ago.
It's cool.
Or
it's a bit slippery, though. I need to make sure I've got my wits about me climbing up on that massive rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be low tide. And yeah, we'll be shooting some of Ant Hill there, and the rest will be shot in kits here.
Cool. What is it about?
The Ant Hill is about an everyday struggle to know why we're doing what we do. It's really weird. I get very caught up in life itself sometimes. You get, I spend a lot of time by myself in my bedroom. So it's just like, how long can some people, like how long can even I at times keep functioning the way I am before everything just becomes way too much?
CITR?
Hi.
Hello.
Did I get through?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. You still have the tickets?
No. Just give me a second. I'll put a song and then I'll give you the tickets, okay?
Okay, thanks.
We should have made her say something.
Somebody won the tickets. Okay, so let's listen to The Ant Hill by Jess Cullen. And yeah, she's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So you're right, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And yeah, we're still here. So congratulations to Christina that won all the tickets for the shows. And so song? Play a song?
Yeah. I would play a song for Christina, but I haven't had a chance to write it yet.
But you're gonna write a song for her, no?
Yeah, for Friday. Christina, like I said, if you come on Friday, I'll write a jingle for you and your partner. It'll be about 15, 20 seconds long.
Cool.
It'll be delicious.
It'll be premiering this Friday.
Premiering this Friday.
Yeah. No, and actually, it's a world premiere here at the Morning After Show. One more world premiere because you never played these songs on the radio before.
No, I've never played songs on the radio before.
Cool.
No, I've been meaning to, but you know, sometimes things don't happen.
How do you like it?
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. I'm like having a ball. Yeah.
Yeah, we like to take singer-songwriters' virginity radio songs here in the Morning After Show.
Yeah, you guys have popped my cherry.
We did with the beer.
Yeah,
because then when people are famous, they're like, oh, you remember the first time I play on the radio? Yeah, it was the Morning After Show.
where did you guys get the name Morning After Show from?
Actually, it was Jeremy Baker that chose the name because it was like the morning after. The show was in the early hours of the morning between Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So generally, it was like after the party. So it was like the morning after whatever happens that Friday night. So
it's nice. Kind of like Saturday, Sunday morning going to Bonds. You know,
oh,
it was
my
just
God,
like
I
a.
Would be into that greasy shit.
It's like something you just do the next morning, and that's where the Morning After Show came. Because
spent some time at that place.
Haven't we all?
Place
is awesome.
Do you want some bleach with your eggs and bacon? Yes. Yeah. And clean everything inside.
Let me give you $2.95 for the pleasure of doing that for me.
So yeah, let's play a song.
Yeah.
What are we gonna listen to?
There's a song on the album called Hide, which is a very rock and roll version. I'm going to play you an acoustic quiet version. This is how I originally wrote the song.
Okay.
So it's called Hide, and it's about one of my friends that I lived in Revelstoke with. But he's a good dude. He's a good dude. I was just a bit of a biatch when I wrote this song. So. Yeah. So this is Hide. At me and I'm intrigued, oh I wonder what you see. Beady eyes mean my disguise, which I wear so easily. Didn't your mama ever tell you it's kind of rude to stare? I like to take this time to warn you. Hi, don't look at me with those patronizing eyes, cause I'll blind you with the light of my soul. Treat me like a child, I'll act so damn wild. I'll have your tail between your legs, straight for your home. So you think you're getting old, and I think you might be right. Beneath your worn out withered soul, you're starting to retire. But that's no good reason to be jealous of my youth. Although we young at heart, my mind is just as old as you. Don't look at me with those patronizing eyes, cause I'll blind you with the light of my soul. Treat me like a child, I'll act so damn wild. I'll have your tail between your legs, straight for your home. So let's agree to disagree, so I can chill and just be me. Stubborn mind will do its time when you're alone. Just wait and see. Nobody wants to be around someone whose ways are so damn rude in your defense. The circumstance was just a little too young for you. I don't look at me with those patronizing eyes, cause I'll blind you with the light of my soul. Treat me like a child, I'll act so damn wild. I'll have your tail between your legs, straight for your home. Straight for your home. I'll have your tail between your legs, straight for your home. Straight for your home. I'll have your tail between your legs, straight for your home. Treat me like a child. never played it like that before. That's a brand new version.
Cool.
That's actually not how it goes. But there you go. There you have it. You guys heard a completely CITR unique version.
Yeah, cool.
Of that song.
Yeah, it's gonna be podcasted later, so then people can listen whenever.
You mean my mom can listen to this later?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
Oh, maybe we won't tell your mom then. Maybe she's listening already.
I love my mom. Mommy, I love you, and you're a very understanding and caring mother. Very understanding and caring mother.
So she's back in the outback? In Australia?
Yeah, we come from a cattle property. We have like a lot of fences and cows and creeks, and essentially it's been flooding there for the last 2 months. So they've been basically the best way to describe it is they've been stuck on an island because it's been flooding for the last 2 months, and they can't drive anywhere because we have like 15 kilometers of dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
They've been all washed out, so they can't drive anywhere, and Dad's had to get his bulldozer and clear it all. So she's going a little nutty, being by herself all the time. So she's definitely going to look for something to do and possibly find this podcast. But it's beautiful at home. Lovely. Lots of hills. I love my horse. I miss my horse. Oh, my goodness. Actually, I just drew a horse for you guys on the chalkboard out the back when I was getting a beer.
Okay.
Yeah. His name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Charlie the chalkboard horse.
Charlie the chalkboard horse.
Yeah, is that okay?
It is okay. I'm very gracious. I always wanted a horse.
I have a horse called Smokey. He's good shit.
Is he like black and white or kind of like gray?
He's brown. Yeah. Just a dirty, dirty brown color. But you know what? He's got a beautiful soul, and I can gallop around on him without a saddle and bridle, and he loves, like, he listens to me, and we can canter through the hills. It's quite the dream, really.
Yeah, wow. Horses are really cool animals.
Yeah, I did eventing for a little while when I was in Australia. I show jumped and did dressage and cross country, but I had too many leg breaks, so I just started doing music full time because I can't really break any bones unless I like crowd surf and people don't like me and they don't catch me. But I'm hoping that doesn't happen ever. Touch wood. touch wood.
You wanna do another song?
Kidding, sure.
You want to do another song?
Yeah, let's do it. The next song I'm thinking I will play, I wonder what I'm gonna play. I think I'll play a song for you called it's really hard for me to pick a song because there's so many emotions to
so many versions of the songs.
Emotions, I want to play them all at once. I'm gonna play a song for you called Give It a Shot. Which
okay.
I often give things a shot and they just don't work out, they go to shit, so I write songs about them. This is about a person who's an Australian, but I met him in Canada. Actually, the first time I ever came to ladies, do not follow a man anywhere in the world. I followed this person to Canada to meet him, and it was the biggest, best mistake I've made, actually. It's a really good mistake because I'm still here and having a good time.
Yeah, but you're here.
You're on the radio.
But at the time, it was not good for my emotional growth as a human being. So be yourself. Women, be yourself and do your thing and they will come. I'm hoping they come eventually. It's not here yet.
They can be there.
This is called Give It a Shot. It's about, trying to make it work, but it doesn't. Don't, yeah. You'll get the gist of it. Someone's vibrating. It's not me.
Get your vibrator out of the table, Jordan.
Please. It's off the table now. Okay. My vibrator.
Sorry,
off the
I hear
table.
That sound. I just think, oh, I can hear one. Where is it? What is it? Where is it? So this is called Give It a Shot.
Butterflies and I sigh because you know that this is far from being over, and you know that I'm so far from being sober, and everyone and everything and I said, come on, baby, let's give it a shot. You were there and I am here, the things I do to you, my dear, if I could only have the time. The way you look, the way you talk, oh, when you walk away. It's not that I don't want to stay, but I am tired. Because you know that this is far from being over. Know that I'm so far from being so over. And everyone and everything has got me thinking, so then what? Nah, nah, no, come on, baby, let's give it a shot. And I said, come on, baby, let's give it a shot.
That was awesome.
You guys should totally get your stomping on to that.
Yeah, well, next time.
Next Friday.
I know the three of us were all sitting there dancing and grooving.
If you guys don't dance, I'm going to throw golf balls at you. I have a bunch of golf balls in my car. I think it's... Oh, shout out to my roommate if you're listening, Noah. He's good shit. He puts up with me.
Bring the golf balls, Noah.
Yeah, we're going to throw golf balls at these people if they don't dance.
So yeah, this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. So it's going to be a really cool show.
Looking forward. We're playing a lot of piano. I actually did intend on bringing a keyboard today, but didn't happen. Things don't happen, so you roll with the punches. I mean, oh my goodness, I just had I hate screwing up sayings. Roll with the punches and pack day lunches. I can't believe I just screwed that up.
Pack day lunches? I've never heard that part of it before.
Like, roll with the punches and pack day lunches.
Whoa, we're going old school style.
That's an Australian saying?
I think it's out of a rap song. Yeah. Some gangster shit. I don't know. I feel really bad for disrespecting who wrote that.
I'm sorry,
I don't know who you are, dude. I'll Google it. Let's Google it. Who is it?
Google that shit. I don't even want to rap right now.
Google that shit.
Okay, they're asking for Los Furios. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's play Los Furios before we finish. And then we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
So, yeah, we reached the end of the show. So, thank you guys for being here.
Thanks.
Thanks, yes, for sharing your music.
Thanks for letting me share my music.
It was a lot of fun.
So much fun.
What would do the woodpecker with us today?
So much. It's good times. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Maybe I'll see you tonight, no? At this place, Hatchery, at the open mic.
That's a very... Yeah, sure.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, what time does it finish?
It finishes until 1 o'clock or something.
That's so plenty of time to get there.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks.
So welcome.
Oh, this song. This song's very powerhouse of emotion, this song.
And yeah, and if you like Jess, she's going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So, yeah, thank you. Next week, we'll have some other special guests, as always, here at the Morning After Show. And next is Alex with the Mantis Cabinet, and we're going to leave you with this Jess Collins song. And we'll see you next week.
Throw some balls and